some of my paramedic to RN friends were talking about how we didn't have an accurate view of nursing before we became nurses. And we all moved around to different units before finding our fit. Some of us still haven't found it. For me, I have experience because I've moved around to the ED, step down, critical care, surgical services, endoscopy care coordination, and case management. So over the next several podcasts, what I'm doing is sharing with you the workflow environment, the hours, and also the positives and negatives of the areas I work from my experience as being a paramedic. And I think that's the most important. So welcome to my podcast. In school, I recognized that a lot of the nursing assistants or people who had experience in the hospitals, they already knew exactly where they wanted to go, but we didn't. And that led me to kind of move around. And one of the first jobs I got was in a step down unit. And I think I mentioned this in previous podcasts that, you know, when doing your last semester of nursing school is when you want to kind of start locking down your new grad position, your new grad residency. And I interviewed with several EDs and I didn't get a position. I ain't gonna say didn't get a position because I had an ED I could go to, but the problem was it was where I was doing my clinicals at, which was like an hour and a half from my house. But I live, you know, where I live, there's like three hospital systems and three level one trauma centers within a 45-minute drive of each other. So I kind of felt like it wouldn't be too hard to get a ED position here, but that just wasn't the case being a new grad. Even though I was a paramedic with new grad experience, being a new grad with paramedic experience, my cards didn't play out. So I really took the first job that I could get, and it wound up being a cardiac step down unit. So I wanted to kind of talk about my experience on that unit because I didn't stay there long at all. I really figured out that it wasn't really a good fit for me. But I will tell you my experience on that unit, and it may be a good fit for you. But like I said, it was my first nursing job. And so what is a step down unit and in relevance into, you know, the hospital system? So you got three types of acuity. You usually have low acuity, medium acuity, and you have high acuity. So you probably heard the term med-surg. Med-surg stands for medical surgical unit. And the medical surgical unit is low acuity. And the patients are there usually either inpatient or observation status. The observation status means they probably being watched overnight and may DC the next day or the next couple of days. Inpatient means they're going to have a little longer stay. So there's certain criteria that fit observation, certain criteria that you have for inpatient. But the main thing you need to understand is that these patients are not critically ill, meaning they have a low acuity. Now, if they get sicker, they can upgrade to either step down unit or to the ICU. So the ICU is really the critical. That's the critical care. That's the critically ill, which we call high acuity patients. So usually what happens is sometimes you may get a patient that may be ICU status, and maybe they get a change in condition, they start to get better, then they may bring them down to a step down unit, or they may even just admit them to what we call a floor unit, which is a med surg. So the step down unit is the difference between the med surg and the ICU, meaning they don't have the highest security and they don't have the lowest security. They're kind of like in the middle. For example, they may be on a PCA pump, or they may be telemetry, meaning they're kind of monitoring the EKG rhythm, their heart rhythm, or they may be on certain cardiac drips, which may cause them to be step down status. But typically, they won't be on any pressors. Well, they won't be on the pressors if they own step down unit. If they don't need any pressors, they would have to be ICU status. So what was my workflow? Well, my workflow kind of varied. Usually it's fast paced, slow paced, then fast paced again. It really just depends on the mixture of patients you have. My ratio was 1-3, and that's pretty typical of a step down unit. Typically, you won't have more than that. Now, I've seen some step down units to where maybe the ICU was kind of overcrowded and they may be holding ICU patients in a step down, which if you are qualified to take care of that patient, usually you'd be oriented to an ICU and your ratio may break down to 1 to 2 units, because usually on an ICU it's usually 1 to 2 or usually even 1 to 1. So what was my day like, or how's everything set up? So usually when you get in the morning, you usually do your reporting. So the outpatient nurse is kind of giving you a full overview of what went on the night before the patient, why they admitted, the cold status, and anything that changed in their condition overnight. So usually you have a full assessment at 8 o'clock, you do a full assessment at 12, and you do a full assessment at 4 o'clock. But in between that, you normally have a med pass in the morning, and you usually have a med pass in the afternoon. What a med pass is, there are certain morning meds that patients take that morning, and there are certain medications they take usually in the afternoons, and sometimes they do them in the evening times. Each patient is different, but the majority of your meds are normally given in the morning and then in the afternoon. But in between that, you may have like your little onesies or twosies that you may give. And you also have rounds. Sometimes the rounds will be right smack middle of your med pass. You may have rounding, which usually in the rounding, you have them with your position, you have them with therapy, which can consist of physical occupational therapy. Charge nurse would be in there, and also either your case coordinator, I mean your care coordinator and your case manager. Sometimes you may even have pharmacy or dietary may be in there, depending on if you have a patient that have a G-tube. So just to kind of let you know. Also, you usually ambulate your patients every morning. So it's a really heavy workload, but depending on how you manage your patient and depending on, you know, how good you are with time management, you know, you may be able to get through certain patients. So the environment, usually the environment is hit or miss. Just like I said earlier, you know, you may have a good team that you work with. You may have a good manager, a good charge nurse, a good team lead, and a good crew of nurses that can help you out. The most, to me, out of all the places I've seen, certain systems have really good teamwork to where if you feel like you're behind and you're struggling, they will actually come in and help you. Or certain places may have really good nursing assistants to where they can take a really heavy load off you. And so it just really kind of depends. The hours, usually the hours are 12-hour shifts with, as I mentioned, on calls, just depending on how staffed you are, if you have more on call than not. But my schedule was, I had 2 weeks I was on days and 2 weeks I was on nights. So it was a flip-flop schedule, variable, alternating schedule, which sucked. I ain't gonna lie to you. So what are some of the positives and what are some of the negatives, I think, being a paramedic working on these units? One of the positives, I think, is if you want to go to the ICU, then this is a good place to get your start. So then that way you don't be overwhelmed on the ICU. The ICU, is, like I'm going to talk about, can be really overwhelming if that's your first place you start. It's not because the patients are sick. It's understanding the different medications. And as a street 911 paramedic, you're going to enter a whole another realm of medical that you may not be aware of. Also, another positive is that I was already ACLS, I was already had PALS, and I was experienced in doing IVs where most nurses were not experienced. That can kind of be a good thing, and that can kind of be a bad thing, because I wound up doing IVs for a lot of nurses, which I was glad to help, but it also took away from my time with my patients too. Another positive is that you already have good assessment skills, but there's a caveat to that. Floor nursing takes a different type of assessment, and that can kind of go into the negative side too. because floor assessments isn't the same as ED nursing paramedic assessments. You know, when you're doing a floor nursing assessment, I mean, you're going into asking, you know, do you have a healthcare power of attorney in place? Who's your emergency contact? What did a scan look like? You know, you're going pretty deep into an assessment for things that we normally don't do in emergency situations. Also negative is family can be a bit much. Visitors can be a bit much. You have to know how to navigate that, especially during the daytime. During the nighttime, because the patient would sleep, visitors would sleep or not in there, you really didn't have too much problems at night. Besides the elderly having sundown episodes or demented trying to get out of bed, because demented patients, they don't sleep well at night. They typically can be a handful. So another negative is I felt a bit overqualified and not in my element. As a paramedic, I was used for a different type of flow, even though not a lot of patients we picked up were necessarily critical. I still had a critical mindset to catch if they were to decompensate. Usually on the floor, you're so overwhelmed that you kind of feel like you're not in your element because you're too busy running back and forth. You may be getting a soda for this patient. You may be trying to do a blood sugar check. You know, you're late to do a blood sugar check on another patient. You have to get a Tylenol for one patient. Physical therapy may be in a room with another patient and just finish. And now your patient needs his pain medication. So you can be a bit much. You can be running around in circles. But for me, I think one of the biggest negatives is the med passes. You know, I'll tell you a little story I have. So one patient can have 13 meds. And I remember one time I had a patients that would normally, after I scan all the medications and take them out of the package and put them in the cup to give them, they would literally take medications out of the cups. I have no idea what they're taking out of the cups. I have to literally go back, look into the Pyxis and pull every med and try to compare it to see which one they didn't take. And I've had several times where I've given them the cup, the handshaking, I'm checking with the patient, hey, would you like for me to give you the meds? They say, no, let me take them myself. And they literally go to take the medications and half of it would spill out onto the bed, onto the floor, and it's four in their mouth. I don't know which four they took because the rest are either in the bed or on the floor. And this is after I've already scanned them and discarded the package. So I figured out real quick that that just wasn't for me. So I just wanted to kind of give you an idea of what it is like working on a nursing step down unit. And hopefully I didn't put too much of my biases in it, and you can see if it's for you or if it's not, but just want to kind of give you a good look. But thank you guys for joining. And again, I'll see you guys next episode. Take care. As always, hey, make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at paramedic2rninfo. Remember the number 2.